You're listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.
Develop a bold faith for a bright future at Biola University, one of the nation's premier Christian universities. Join a community where you belong. Be mentored by brilliant Christian scholars. Choose from leading academic programs in business, film, science, and more. Offered online and on campus in Southern California, one of the greatest destinations on earth. Biola University. Find your program today at biola.edu.
This is the Herald Podcast. Today we're sitting down with Dub C soccer players Maddie Torres, Lauren Gravett, and Aiden Ochoa. They join Coach Christy Gravett to talk about their years at Whittier Christian, their four-year journey to the CIF and state finals, and their time at Whittier Christian and more.
These are some easy ones. So who's the unofficial, besides Miss Gravett, team mom or dad? I always remind everybody to bring snacks, shin guards. Like, who's your team mom as a kid? I mean, as one of the players.
I would say all of us, like, remind people to bring stuff.
I feel like Lauren, though. Mm. Like, you're always more, like, reinforcing those.
But I think you talk a lot, too.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I feel like I more of, like, motivate than I do, like, set those kind of reminders. Like, but, I feel like you're always making sure everybody has what they need.
Yeah, like at the end of practice, you'll be like, don't forget both uniforms tomorrow, or like your shin guards and all that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Or even what if somebody needed a hair tie or a chapstick? Who are we going to?
The team room.
Yeah, the team room. I don't feel like really anybody, just like more of the team room. We have everything like that's like we need in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like chapstick, hair ties. We literally have everything in there.
Awesome.
Even a microwave.
A microwave
and a fridge
and cup of noodles. And I walked in there and there was cup of noodle
and a couch
all in the microwave, and then the microwave got moldy because nobody cleaned it up.
Hot
chocolate.
Okay, so which teammate would give the yellow card for excessive celebration?
Aiden.
I thought
about that question.
Unanimous.
But then I don't know, like, I feel like...
No, I think if it was, like, a crazy goal, because especially position, if you're... Because you've had some crazy goals.
Yeah.
So, like, in your position, like, I've seen you, like, cheer before, so I feel like if it was a crazy one,
like
you totally...
You worked hard for a goal, and, like, goals are not easy to score, so I feel like you should definitely celebrate, like, even, like, something. Like, make it cool, like, your signature type of thing.
Well, the one that always reminds me is the put your leg up on there and you act like you're shining the shoe.
That, you think about professional players, like, a lot of people know professional players just because of, like... Their signature, like, celebration.
Yeah.
So I feel like you should just, like, celebrate your goal that you just scored and you worked hard for.
For sure.
What happened on that one playoff goal picture we took down there at the end? That might have been one of the pictures of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially this year, like, I think we've all, like, noticed that this team is definitely different. Mm-hmm. And you could feel how alive it was as soon as you stepped on that field. Like, you knew everybody had each other's back. But also, like, just, like, how, like, all the energy was, like, it never was, like, low, like, I never felt that way. And like, just knowing we were moving on, it felt good when we won, because like I knew that there was going to be so much more coming out of that. It just felt good to move on again. So I mean, super hyped up. I tried to hype up the whole team, though.
That picture for sure could be on the cover of a magazine. Like, when you just said it, I got chills. Like, it was such this elation, this amazing feeling, and it was all over her face. And
I literally can't, like, when people ask about that picture, like, I've even asked for a yearbook. Like, I literally can't recall what happened in that moment, just because, like, I'm telling you, like, it's all there. Like, I just felt so much, like so much overwhelming, like, a good feeling just knowing that we're moving on to the next round. Like, it just felt so good.
You don't have to say goodbye yet.
No, that's
the best part.
Definitely. And just winning, I mean, winning feels amazing.
Does anybody have pregame superstitions or rituals that are kind of funny or weird? Not just you guys, but people on the team outside.
We had this song... of a team that we played.
What song?
Well, I mean, like, we can say
It's called Sticky,
The Sticky by Tyler Crater. That was our song this year. Like,
every single game.
As soon as we played it, like, everybody knew it was time to, like,
it got hyped.
And it was, like, the last song we played right before the end of warm-up.
Yeah.
What about any of the freshmen? Did you girls ever...
I don't know. Maybe, like, between them, like, maybe their little groups, but I don't know.
They had their little things.
Me and Maddie had our handshake before every game.
I definitely, like, I never eat, like, super big because I feel like it'll mess me up. And I always have to make sure, like, I'm just, like, free. Like, I don't know, I can't, like, and I always, like, walk, like, I'll walk, like, I kind of, like, walk out on the field make sure I can, like, mm-hmm. even if it's just here at home, like, oh,
and if Aiden doesn't have her headband,
oh yeah, if I don't
she
have,
can't
like,
play.
Yeah, if I don't have it, but it has to be specifically, like, even it sounds gross, the dirty one. Like, it can't be a new clean one. It has to be with the sweat and all the hard work. That's just always on.
I love it. So you talked about sticky. Who chose sticky and who's the playlist boss on the team?
Well, I was surprised. Well, Aiden's the playlist boss.
But Leighton was the one who chose sticky.
Yeah, she wanted to start singing out.
It was so surprising
and, like,
to come from her.
One of the little freshies.
Yeah, Leighton looks really quiet and, like, they didn't. She just doesn't really talk much to either of them, like, her. Just like her little group. So when I heard her singing, I was like, oh, that's something we have in common because I love Tyler Crater. I was like, Leighton, no way, like, you know that song? I love that song.
You started just open up.
And
it was
so then I was just like, okay, so then the next day we played sticky and everybody literally started going crazy and just started singing it. So that's literally how, like,
so cool.
how it came on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did anybody try to get a team tradition going this year that just didn't go over?
I don't know. I can't think of it. I think we had, like, maybe little ones, but we don't even realize that it's, like...
They just go
away. Like, maybe the sticky thing, like, I don't know if that's a superstition or, like, a tradition we try to do before every game.
I don't think there was anything, though, that you guys tried that flopped or anything, necessarily.
No, if we wanted to do it, we'd do it.
Maybe, like, routine, but, like, that's a routine that we've always had. But I don't really think so. Like, I don't like to hear that. And, like, us coming in, like, we're super competitive. We didn't want to hear that. And knowing we did good our freshman year, like, we knew we could take it another, like Coach said, like, we always remember, like, we always had these goals set. Let's lose... Let's not let Valley score. They didn't score.
Yeah.
Let's not lose by Valley 10 or more. We lost by 8 or more.
Is that the
lost
saddest
by 8
goal?
Less.
What's the saddest
I think,
goal?
You know, and every time, like, I think it would annoy Valley because every time after those games, we'd always have a good attitude about it. And
we're cheering that we lost 8-0. And Valley's like, what is wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and then we lost, like, was it 6-1?
Because we scored a goal.
We ran off like we won because we scored.
They would get so mad at us. Like, why are you cheering? It's like, because we literally scored against you. That hasn't happened in how long?
They're like a powerhouse. They're so good. Everybody always says they're something. And truly, like, when we played them, but they're just like, they know they're good to a point where it's just like, they're super gross on the field. They're like, play super aggressive. Not the way you should play. And so, like, I don't back down from anything like that, especially when, like, a bigger girl who thinks, like, she's better than me, who can, like, mess with me like that. No, so, like.
And she was kind of coming at you.
Yeah, all game. I was kind of shutting her down. I was getting really into, like, her head. I was bumping her a lot. I was, like, even flicking the ball away. Even if I couldn't defend her, I would take her off of her, like, game, like, her momentum, just to mess around with her. And, oh, my God, I literally still have the video. And I literally watched it the other day. I don't know why. I think my mom was talking about it. But, so we were going down the line. I don't know if someone passed her the ball. She was just dribbling. And it was, like, a 50-50 ball. We were going to it. I was trying to shield it because I think it was going out to, like, the end line. And she started tugging on me. But she was already tugging on me all game. But I was like, dude, like, if she does something, like, I'm going to do something. Because I felt like you can kind of feel it. Like, I don't know if you guys can feel it when somebody, like...
Building up.
Building. It's like this building. I was like, she's going to do something right now. And so she grabs my arm, like if I was behind her, she grabs it and pulls it. And I'm, like, falling. And I said, okay, if, like, if I'm going to fall, you're going to come down with me. So mid-fall, I'd, like, turn. And I grab her stomach and I slam her on the floor. And I was gonna be done with it. Like, I was gonna be done with it. Like, and I felt like literally on top of the world just because, like, I had all this adrenaline. This girl's a lot taller than me, and I just brought you down with me like nothing.
Aiden's the new member of the World Wrestling Federation.
And I was gonna get up, right? Like, I was done with it. I was gonna get up. I thought I showed her already. She started pushing me, so I literally was like, I literally was pushing her, like, down, down, down. And then in the video, like, you can hear my mom screaming in the back, and then you can see Joanna just laughing above me.
It looks like you're, like, punching her, but it's not. Yeah, you're just trying to get away from her.
After the game, I think one of the people in the stands was like, she's punching her. Mm-mm. And I was like, if that's punching to you,
she was just trying to hold her down because
she was trying to come at her. She was trying to push me.
She
was literally, like, pushing her. I grabbed her hands. I was, like, pushing them down. And then after the game, everybody was like, you were punching her, this and that. I just walked out. I went up to her and I truly don't think she would have came up to me after and said sorry, but I truly went up there at the end of the game and I was just like, hey, like, I'm sorry, it was just the adrenaline, like it was what it was. And she was like, no, you're good. And then to the year after that, and then no, junior and senior year, she tried to mess with me again. And then the junior year, I was like, let's not have it again, like, sophomore year, she kind of looked at me and backed off. And then senior year, I remember she was also messing with me. I said, I said, let's do this again. And then she said, like, she just backed off type of thing.
So, stand your ground.
Don't come at Aiden.
You're in my world.
You will lose.
No, yeah, especially, like, just, I feel like even being a smaller player and a defender, like, especially in the center back position, I have to kind of have that attitude. Because, like, these girls will just come in and knock me down and think they can run through it. It's just, like, that's not how it is around here. Like, definitely not. So I mean, like, absolutely. Yeah. I just think even building on my confidence more and more helps that, like, not let it up easy, because, like, truly I don't. Like, it, like, literally my goal of in every game is to literally not let anybody get past me, like, at all. And if they do, like, I'm coming back even harder type of thing. So, and, yeah, that's what happened.
That's good. Does anybody have anything to add around the preseason, like, not even not non-league, but what you thought in, like, when fall kicked in, like, fall practice?
Definitely.
Like, can you go back to the last year?
Like, last year was, I mean, I think everybody knows without even saying it, last year was last year. It was just kind of, like, a difficult, and, like, year. I mean, there was a lot of, like, attitude and just a lot of, like, negative energy. And we lost a lot of people who were good to the team. Like, they were very good. And so I think coming to this year, it was kind of, like, awkward, like, there's a bunch of spaces and kind of like the team and just like
a lot of
what
new
are we
players.
Gonna do? Yeah, like
yeah. How is this gonna work this year?
Yeah, like we lost all that confidence we really had.
We were like hopeful, like, come on, we have to keep going, we have to keep going.
But then
like we were like
closer to, I feel like getting closer to and closer to like practice, like a lot of us, even we kind of said it to each other, like, and even I feel like we gave each other those looks, and like we just
like,
had that feeling of just like we don't know how, we're not sure at all how this season is gonna go, just because of how much change, like, it just happened through.
And I feel like in the beginning of the season there were a lot of new players, and to us we weren't really bonding with them, like they kind of went off on their own, like we were just let's just do this, and we weren't kind of really bonding with each other, and we really didn't bond till league started. But it, like Aiden said, we were just like, okay, what's gonna happen this season? Are we gonna go as far or farther than we did last year or not? And like it was all like a question. But then like league started and we were like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And I said a little bit earlier, I was a little worried even as a coach. I'm like, okay, like, how is this going to look this year? New players, how are they going to work together? How are they going to get along? Negative energy last year, but I'm already seeing some positive stuff. And I just told the girls, I'm like, girls, just be patient. Preseason is preseason. That's what it's for, is to get us ready for league and playoffs. So trust the process, be patient, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then, man. It happened.
Definitely in summer, I feel like we saw a lot of potential, but we just weren't sure, like, because it was a lot of, like, newer potential, so we just didn't know if it was going to develop by the time of, like, Lee came in, so I feel like...
It can take a little longer for new girls to fit in with the team,
yeah.
For everyone to, like, trust each other.
And especially, like, that, I mean, there was a lot of new girls this season, like, a lot.
Freshmen, like, a lot of new freshmen.
Yeah, like, I mean, all our past 3 years before, I feel like there was just maybe, like, new additions coming in, maybe one or two or three. Never, like, that many. There was a lot of new girls this season, so.
And they were, like, and everyone, like, we could see in preseason, everyone was really good individually, but we were not doing good as a team. Like, everyone had a lot of skill, like, separately, like.
Sure.
And it was visible, like, in 1v1s. Like, you could see it. Everyone is really good. But then when we get together as a team, we like weren't communicating, and it just wasn't working.
That's
but
right.
Then
good score.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yep.
There was a lot of positive
right.
attitude though. Like definitely in the summer, you could just see it. Like it didn't look like these girls were out here. Oh, they're practicing. Like they're having fun, and I feel like that's when I kind of saw a little bit of hope as well. Like these girls were like so like everybody's having so much fun, mm-hmm. and like there was
it
a lot
really
of, like,
was positive. It
was
so
was,
positive.
Never, like,
it definitely was.
There was never no negative like nothing. There wasn't like. Any attitude or nothing.
No bickering
maybe the
with
girls
each other.
Just,
like
be quiet, but that's because they're new, you know.
Well, what flipped then? Like, what was that week? It just.
It just like
tangible.
Like,
I
started season and everyone came out so hard in the game. Like everyone wanted it. It looked like that changed in everyone. Everyone wanted it so bad, and we wanted it for each other, and that like that was the change. Everyone came out in the first league game and just played their hardest.
And I think a little bit of outside stuff too. You know, we had a Teams Giving.
Yeah.
So that was like our first big meal, even as a whole
the
program
trip,
together.
The
then we went to Ottawa Isle and we went to the team bonding trip. And, you know, there were things up there, games, and, you know, just time for.
What happens up there?
We break bread
in
together.
Ottawa stays in Ottawa.
Right. We share.
What happens up there that matters, like that could contribute to your team? Closeness and camaraderie.
Well, first of all, they're sleeping in close quarters, right? They're all sharing little rooms, and so you're actually with your teammate for 24 hours a day, or teammates.
I think it was so fun that, like, even though, like, we had to be in separate rooms, some of us, like, were split up, like, we would all just go into each other's rooms
mm-hmm.
and just, like, play games in this person's room. And then I remember, like, some of me and Maddie, we had we were with some friends and we made a little fort under bunk beds and we were just watching The Notebook.
Yeah. We were all crying.
It was so good. And then we were with the freshmen too.
Like I didn't go, but everybody who came back had something to say about it. Like in a good way. Like someone had a good memory to share. Like I would ask somebody, they would always say something like good to like say about it. Like they had something good to say.
Oh, look what we did when I remember when we did this, or like
a video or something. I think that somebody always had something good to say on that trip.
I mean, the first night there, we went to this cool little pizza place and it was so fun. Everyone just sitting together, eating together, and then they wanted ice cream. So then they went to the grocery store.
Which literally, in the
dorm room or in the little cabin.
Me and Lauren were serving everyone ice cream.
They're sitting on the floor and they're scooping up ice cream in everybody's bowls. And I mean,
and then it all melted.
It was just fun.
Yeah.
We made a mess.
Going back to Maddie, when you said the beginning of the season, I remember literally who was our first game, Heritage or Village?
I think it was
home.
It's Village, no?
Village.
Village, yeah. Village.
I remember like me and Maddie started kind of talking a little bit and we're like, well, let's just see how this game goes type of thing. Like, kind of went in and they're unsure, and like of course, like because our past years, you know how we were gonna kind of perform, but we didn't know, like, because also, like, there's one thing I do want to say, that league is going to be, I feel like it's going to be a lot more competitive just like this year, because you could tell, like, even as we were developing and becoming a better team, so was every other team in our league. Like they were becoming,
gotten a lot better.
They've gotten so much better, so I feel like
and
Maranatha, they've always been good, but I feel like this year
they're just more
better.
Developed. But no, even like coming, even after that game, like we saw like that we won, and me and Maddie were like wait, we can actually do this. Like we played good. Like it kind of like woke us up, and we were like, the first game.
It gave us a little taste of like, okay,
yeah, like wait, this actually could work.
And then the fires. Oh, the fires!
The fires!
The girl lost her home.
Oh yeah, that was a big
Lauren. Isn't her name Lauren?
No, her name's Annika.
Oh, Annika.
The fires that caused like a lot of players on that team, right, to be out that game, right?
Yeah, so that did make a difference because they did not.
But either way,
we did not beat them the next time.
Dude. That much.
Yeah, it was totally different.
I do remember that
different.
Though, all season. That was like a big challenge. Like, kind of the pushing games back. Just
that's
like,
right.
Other teams couldn't play each other. There was, I know it's other leagues too, but like.
Yeah, we only beat them 2-0. Sorry, at their place.
Yeah.
And then
our league specifically, like,
it kind of gave us a disadvantage at one point because we had to play 3 in 1 week.
Yeah, at the end of season, we had like 3 games in 1 week, and then CIF, and we were like back to back to back games. We missed so
but
much.
But I think that showed like how much we really wanted it that season, because like even though we had those games, like we still even came back harder the next game, even though
you all did. And I know, like, when you know, the question we were talking is like, when was that moment? And I don't even know specifically.
I think
for me, for you, was it the Village game? I just know that preseason, everyone was working hard. It was a good vibe.
Yeah.
Everything looked good. We were losing some games. We were winning a couple. But there was still that worry of like, okay, especially for the seniors, like these three captains, like they wanted it so bad. They wanted their opportunity to go further than they could or had been able to go before. But then there was, again, I can't pinpoint it, but there was that moment where all of a sudden I started seeing them, and I know it wasn't, I know part of it is when we changed the formation.
Oh my God.
That wasn't the moment necessarily when I thought, oh my gosh, I think that changed our play.
Definitely.
And it was amazing. But there was just that moment where I remember sitting in a game going, okay, I wasn't sure how far we were going to go this season. I knew we could do okay, but now I'm really thinking we could possibly take this.
Because even a little longer, like after, like last year, like we kind of gelled out together quickly.
Yeah.
I think it just took a little longer this season. But like, I don't know. Like Coach said, I don't really remember. Like, yeah, there's games that kind of like made you realize like, oh, this could really happen. But I don't really remember like a big thing like of it just being like, oh, like this is gonna be a big team this season. Like, I feel like it just kind of happened. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like if we fell into it, the more we played.
And after we had lost to Maranatha, and after that game, I remember like us three, we had a talk with the team about like.
Or we tied them.
No, we lost to them at their field.
Yeah, we lost 1-0.
And then we beat Valley.
Last, right?
Oh my gosh.
We lost to them at their field. And then I remember us three had a talk with the whole team in the team room before one of the games, and we're like, look, like, we can take this if we want it, but how we played against Maranatha did not look like we wanted it.
I
think, and I think that helped us in going into CIF and mm-hmm. state and all that.
And I think we set a decent tone before, like at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. but then we were like, need to do that again.
Yeah.
No, definitely. I remember that talk. I feel like that was a big turning point. Like, mm-hmm. we said, like, hey, guys, like, I think a lot of the team was like, oh, we're winning. Like, okay, we're winning type of thing. Like, I feel like, no, like, this could go so much more, but you really have to, like, want it and care for it. Like, I feel like just because, like, them winning those games were, like, good enough. I was like, but I feel like because we've already been to the finals, we've already, like, not the finals, but we've been to CIF, we've been far in the rounds, like, we know how much more it took, so I feel like we had to just, like, get them in, like, in check in a way, like, hey, guys, like, you guys want CIF, we're winning all these games, it feels good, but, like, you guys are talking about CIF, but, like, this won't slide in CIF. Like, it's win or go home. Yeah. There's not, oh, we're going to practice another, and we have another game next week. Two more games next
week. Is that when you girls had a sit down with them?
Yeah, that's when we had to sit down
with them. So you guys had a sit down with the whole team.
And honestly, for us three, I know, like, I've talked to you two about it. Like, we didn't want our season to end. And so we wanted to keep winning and keep playing. And I think that, like, kind of, like, radiated onto the other girls. And I remember even telling some of them, like, hey, like, guys, like, I don't want the season to be over. Like, I'm not ready for it to be over.
Yeah, we knew how good it was. Like,
yeah. And so, like, and they, like, I don't know who said it, but one, I think it was one of the freshmen. They were like, let's do this for the seniors.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. let's do this for them. Like, they let's help them get to the end. And I like, that, I was like, okay, wow. Like, they, like, they truly, like,
they really
understand
care.
How especially, much we want like and they when, really care for us.
When we said that, and especially, like, when we kind of had the talk, because we felt like, not there was a lack of respect. I feel like it's just, like, they kind of got, like, too comfortable in the sense of, like, oh, they kind of thought of us as, like, oh, we're friends. So, yeah, of course, we're friends, but we're also, like, we're your team captains. Like, you do have to respect us in that way. And I feel like even when that happened, like, it was, like, a whole, like, and when even, like, the whole senior thing, I feel like when they were really, like, oh, like, really, let's do this for our captains, let's do this for our seniors. I feel like that just even stepped up the tone even more.
You guys were open and honest with them.
Yeah.
And they appreciated it.
Yeah.
And they showed up for you girls.
Yeah, we've been,
they held the rope.
They,
I mean, they really did. No, they did.
We definitely talked about it, though. We were like, at other high schools, like, dude, captains are mean to them. Like, mean to them. They're not even friends with them.
We didn't want
to
be like that.
Yeah, they don't even say hi to each other, like, outside of, like, the field. And we were just kind of talking, like, we don't want to be those captains. Like, we really don't, but we also don't want to be, like, hey, just walk all over us type of thing.
I think you girls were a perfect
mix. Yeah, I think we definitely, like, put, like, a good, like, tone to it.
In each of our personalities.
Yes, that was a good part. All three of us added something.
Yes, I think that's really good because, like, all of us, like, one thing that maybe, like, we're not as strong at, like, Maddie would pick me up in that part. Or, like, mm-hmm. if you weren't as strong, like, she would pick mm-hmm. you up. Or if I wasn't, like, Lauren would get me right there. So I feel like...
Oh, does that mean the coach did a really good job picking captains?
Definitely.
Ding, ding,
it's
ding.
The same thing with coaching. You kind of all combine your coaching style to form one perfect coach.
100%.
And then the captains, it just takes three of you to form a perfect captain.
Yeah.
So. It's like two insufficient parents, same thing. Which teachers, like, do you want to give props to as far as helping you? Having to be okay to miss school.
Honestly, a lot of my teachers are pretty flexible. Like, they still had, like, okay, like, turn it in by this point, but, like,
it wasn't terrible. Mr. Morrison did give Lauren and I, he was like, I know you guys have a game tonight, and the assignment's due tonight. I'll give you guys another day's extension. He's like, I know your game is far. So, like, he was really good about doing that. He would give us extensions if we asked. We just had to be
You all three had him?
Yes. Yeah.
We just had to be honest with him.
Yeah.
Like, he knew we weren't making it up.
It also helped because, like, your seniors... So I feel like that just helped as well. Like, we're seniors, we're getting closer to the, we're in the middle of the year.
Reliable too.
Yeah.
Who else? Any other teachers that were like, hey, you're good?
I really had like three teachers.
I mean, Dr. Marriott's class. I mean, we didn't really have much work.
But
he supported us
so
much.
He
supported, I think he was
like
one of our biggest supporters.
Every time in the classroom, you know, like, he would always start like little just conversations just to start class.
Yeah.
And he would always ask, how's the team doing? Like, you guys, good job. You guys
and he's super nice.
And I didn't have Hagberg, but he was our number
one
supporter.
Mr. Hagberg.
Did you all have Hagberg this year?
At one point,
let me tell you, he is probably the number one teacher from when when you guys came and I started coaching 4 years ago. He comes to the games. He's always so into the games and supportive.
And every time
Mr. Hagberg's always.
Before I would leave a class, if he knew I had a game the next day or that day, he'd be like, hey, good luck at the game. I'll be out there supporting. Like, it was just always so nice to just know that you had your teachers there to support you.
Mm-hmm. Our Dub-C family.
Yeah.
It's good. There were some games they all showed up for you guys. It was ridiculous. Yeah. Outside of football, It was the most well attended event.
I remember. Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mrs. Brown were there at a final.
That was so awesome.
I remember last
Mr. and Mrs. Brown were there.
At the final?
Yeah.
At the long game. Oh my God. Oh my. You know how many people were out there?
Which one?
The CIF first round of playing Avalon junior year.
Oh yeah.
They let people out of the classroom. That's how it was at our game.
Was it this year where everyone was there? It was a Saturday, wasn't it? Was it state or was it CIF?
No, I think it was
CIF, I think.
It was like the semifinals against Bellflower. Yeah.
Oh my God, that game was amazing.
Against that. Oh my gosh.
We're getting to that game. Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
Bellflower?
We had
or Bellgarden.
Bellgarden.
I was like, wait, did we play Bellflower?
We had the biggest crowd. I think the entire school and faculty was at that game.
Everybody knew, oh my God, going into, first I was talking about going into that game.
Oh, that game.
Knowing that second round, or what is it, third round? Knowing that third round, we could have played them if we beat them. Even third round game, we had to fight for that. We fought till literally the end, and we were going so far, and I think a lot of us were a little nervous because
we played
of how
them
far
last
we were
year.
Going. To Channel Islands, oh my gosh, I just thought about it, this is where, the wall, was set last year. We couldn't get past the third round.
They spanked us last year, and here we're going to have to play them again?
Yeah, and even, I told Coach Christie, last year, one of our coaches, told me to envision it, envision you winning, and, not even, that I just couldn't envision us going past the third round. This year, I was Coach, I don't even see a barrier anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't. I see us going to this and, making it happen. And so just going into that game, of course I was nervous because this is where our journey ended last year. But going into, the third round, Channel Islands, knowing that we won and we were going to have a second chance to, go to the semifinals? Third round was Bell Gardens. But knowing, we had another chance to play them to go even bigger, it just felt so good. And so we talked to the – knowing we found that out, we talked to the team and we were like, guys, this is where it ended for us last year, this is our get back, and we kept saying that all week. And right before that first whistle blew, I said, girls, remember, this is where they spanked us last year. They laughed at us. We couldn't go anywhere farther than this. This was it. That was it for us. There was a wall, and that was it.
And so I knew they weren't going to beat us, though. We prepped. We prepped for that game.
We played.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, look what we did. Where we had Leighton play and what the plan we did for her. And then one practice, I literally had Lauren Gravett be their player from Bell Gardens and play be her.
And we
just kept kicking balls up and over and playing kickball just to prep for it.
Two decent shots.
And the shot that she got was really, the goal that she scored was really, kind of weird. We kind of were, all on top of each other, and she kind of just poked her toe through and got it in.
Another girl who was getting more shots off than she was, because we shut her down.
Well,
she
was number seven? Amy?
Amy.
She was so Amy frustrated. Same. She was telling her players, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. And it's just, I feel even, after they got the goal, whatever, it was 1-1. We were kind of playing timid. As soon as that last goal went in, we were just even on that whole game, though, everybody was on fire. Everybody was playing aggressive.
It was a good strategy, too.
It was.
The coaches
last year, we had a really good possession game. And this year, they knew how to disrupt it last year. Just keep kicking the ball. They did. They ran on it. They would score like that. So this year, we prepared for it. We played, a little deeper. Mm-hmm. They would keep kicking the ball. And every time they kicked the ball, just get it out quick.
And Leighton, I think, had 25 headers that game.
I think she's Leighton was definitely a key player this season.
She just kept getting the punts out of the air,
so the other
girl couldn't get it.
Completely out of the middle.
She's got a head of steel, I think. Or maybe titanium. I don't even know.
It's crazy. And when we lost one game. Was it the Maranatha game where Leighton wasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that was the first Valley game.
Okay, so the first
Valley game, it showed.
It was weird because we went into that Valley game and we were we're going to get it this game. And then we lost and we were just
We were just
so
forget about that.
And then that's when we got Leighton back, and that's when we switched our formation.
Yep.
And
I'm so glad
Valley did not expect it. They were so mad.
That Valley game was I think literally a dream come true. Honestly, we made it to CIF, we made it to finals, whatever, all that. But, I think that Valley game just made it.
Take us through the whole thing, because we just went to playoffs, and now we're going to go back to Valley.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll splice them together. Take us through the Valley.
Whittier Christian girl soccer has never beat Valley since, it's been 10 years.
They haven't even come close to first place since, I don't even know how long.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
To not just beat them, but score, was it three goals? To score three goals?
Because when we tied them, our junior year? Was our junior year tied? We acted like we won like the World Cup. We were screaming. Oh, for sure.
That
like,
video is so funny.
Like, even when we scored the goal, like everybody went crazy. When we scored the one goal, like everybody went crazy. Valley was trying to say it was offside, this and that. Like, heck no, we earned that goal.
And then we had like the 7 corner kicks at the end of the game.
Oh, oh my god.
My
and it
goodness.
End. That wouldn't end. And then
that
the final
was ridiculous.
Whistle blew.
Like,
crazy.
It was nerve wracking.
It was like the ref was trying to get them a goal.
I feel like the ref was trying to get them a goal.
Yeah, but that 5-0 like lost in the beginning. Because we even told those girls, like, this is not going to be a fun game at all. Like, this is going to be, everybody's going in hard, this and that. And we
went to mention our bumpy field.
No, yeah. No, their field, no, they had
turned. Oh, that was the year before, the year before.
But they were just aggressive, whatever. And we lost, like, we lost 5-0.
4-0. They beat us 4-0.
It was a little awkward because we were just like, oh. Like, we came in here all strong and confident, and that was kind of, it's not that it discouraged us, but it was kind of just like.
But I also think it was like a little bit of a wake-up call. Like, okay,
yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to
we
lose because it
we
shows
really
you what you need to fix.
And
what you need
yeah,
to
because
do.
That first game against Valley, we did.
We had a
yeah.
strategy though.
We had a strategy. We were trying to shut down this one or two people, but I think that pulled away because we were playing our actual game.
It did, and I'll take a little bit of that as a coach because I was like, we need to shut this one player down. But ultimately, what happened because we were doing a 3-5-1. Is then we left poor Jenna in the middle and she
herself.
Just kept getting hammered by players because there was nobody else there to help. So then after the Valley game, obviously, we switched the formation. And then I was trying to be strategic of which players I wanted to put in that formation. And then, man.
I think we realized.
You guys
like,
just, you guys, like,
yeah,
it was crazy.
I think we definitely
good.
Realized, like, we were hyping up Valley way too much. I think when we played, in our game, like, we knew we could beat them. Like, we matched them and maybe even were better than them. Like, we matched them. And I feel like even those girls, like, we were overhyping them. Like, when we really, like, when you really just play one-on-one with them and you play your game, they're not that good.
And
like,
I remember.
Those girls were sending balls far wide. The girl couldn't get to them because we were
kicking the ball out of bounds.
Yeah. The thing is, what was crazy to me was we weren't even trying to shut you down. We were just playing our simple game mm-hmm. that we've been playing with that formation. And I think that formation definitely helped, like, with that five right there in the middle. Definitely helped because they would always send oh my god, I don't even remember her name, but they
Allison.
Like, no, not Allison. Oh. Her name's Paige, I think. I don't know, the one on the she played left winger.
I don't remember.
Anyways, but they would always send her. The girl with the green cleats who were trying to shut down the first game. She just kept sending her wide and wide and they would keep getting mad at each other, cussing at each other, this and that. And when we scored, like we just kept scoring and scoring. They shouldn't have scored that last goal though. They literally got like 3 chances to score and they finally
yeah.
put it in.
You guys played
that
phenomenal
game,
that game. Like, the heart, the soul, the energy, the grit, it was just tremendous. And then, man, Allison
crying.
Got so frustrated. She was starting to get on her teammates. And then everything just started to break apart a little bit. And then we just kept goal.
Lily drilling that one in.
Oh, my gosh.
And two freshmen scored that game. Her and then Maddie.
Maddie Fox shot that one. Yep. And
she,
then
she beat the defender.
That.
She beat the goalie. And like their goalie, like their defense is good to the point where you don't have to get to the goalie, but their goalie's not.
She doesn't
that.
Really get any shots on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's not very.
And
skilled.
Then the other two goals were very similar. Lauren coming from the side crossed it to Lily both times.
And then the same thing
and
right after.
And then yeah, and then Lily finished. And then oh my gosh, that was the Valley game. You had that one. There, well, I know you had saves the entire season, but wasn't there? There was a big one in Valley that I thought they shot.
Yeah, the girl
towards
shot
the end
up
of the game.
She shot it up
toward the end of the game. We thought
Maddie
she was gonna.
It
was right. No, and then the whistle blew. They shot
yes,
the long
yes.
ball. It was 3-2. That she shot a long ball, and you dove for it and pushed it right up over the corner, and then the whistle blew, and we won. It was
I remember
crazy.
People like crying after that. Like,
oh, I was crying.
It was
yeah, crying.
It was always
tell
such
me
a,
about after. Yeah, go
it was ahead. Always such a like get Valley, get Valley, get Valley, and like we finally got Valley, and it's such a surreal moment. Like my mom came up to me, started hugging me.
Yeah,
like people were there to
look
witness.
At, I got chills.
Like
everywhere.
It was so insane. Like we were all like we were just cheering like. We beat Valley, like, yes. Like,
and I think especially us as seniors, it was like,
oh
look
my
at
God,
how far we have come.
And that was our
look at how far we've grown.
That was our last game of the season, right? Like, or the regular season, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Last week game, yeah, it got rescheduled,
knowing
didn't it?
That, knowing that we won, like, oh my gosh. And, like, I even got, like, even when the coach was, like, the other coach, he was like, oh, like, what did he say? It would have been us, or I'm glad it was you guys.
Yeah, he told us he when he gave me, Lauren, and Aiden high fives at the end of the game, he told us two things. He said congratulations on a great 4 years, and then he told us, he's like, if anyone was going to beat us, I'm glad it was you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like, earned. Like, it felt so earned that we were working so hard against this team. Like, you finally won. Like, all that work, like, paid off. And it just felt so good. Like, it truly did. Like, value. Yeah.
And Kyle's a pretty solid guy. Solid human, good coach. And he said the same thing. Like, I stayed out there at midfield after he talked to you guys on the way after shaking hands. And he says, yep, you got us, coach. He says, and I'm glad it was you guys, and you've done a really great job with this program, and these girls earned it. And so he was very, just really honest and genuine and cool about it. So
it was a very good game. I said, like, I literally remember the whole thing. Like, it was so crazy. Yeah. It was like crazy.
What was it like in the huddle after?
That was
unreal.
No one wanted to help clean up the game. We were just like, the adrenaline was just
actually, I don't think anybody did help clean up that
the
game.
The women, the parents.
I think Mr. Gravitt and a couple other.
Shout out to my dad.
We're there in the dark cleaning up.
The huddles all season, they were great. Especially in the playoffs. Huddles were like insane. Like, crazy. If you got to be in there, like, you wouldn't hear anything outside. Like, out of the little circles.
Who gets going in that?
Aiden.
For sure.
Definitely.
Everything is high stuff.
Who's going to be the...
I think Annika will step up. She always has something good to say.
Yeah. She's got to get them hyped, though, because I feel like even in the beginning of the game, like, I always try to give, like, a little, like even... Especially, like, I try to make them even a little bit more, like, motivational when playoffs started happening. Just be like, guys, like, one thing I always said, because I really try to, like, implement this in everybody's mind, like, there is no other game if we lose this game. Like, there is no other, like, we don't come back for almost another year. Like, you won't get to play another game. Like, and I was trying to implement that to them. Like, if you don't play your hardest out there, like, why go out there? Why go out there? I know I'm going to play everything on the line. I want my keeper to put everything on the line. I want Lauren to put everything on the line. So should the whole team. And so I always try to say something motivational, but I always definitely try to implement, like, this could be our last game if you don't play, like, if you don't want it as bad as, like, you have to want it as more than the other team does. If I feel like that. And I would just try to, like, especially that Bellflower game, like, that was when, in the beginning of the huddle, like,
Bell Gardens.
Maybe we need to play Bellflower next year. Maybe that's a sign.
No, but I was just like, they beat us last year. Like, they beat us completely. Like, we didn't get to go anywhere else. Like, that was our end. And I feel like that just, like, definitely. But after all the games, like, I was like, We're going
to round two. Oh my gosh! Every single time we won and we were going to the next round, you'd always yell out what round we're going to.
Like, going to quarterfinals. We're going to semifinals.
No, but I think the championship
one. We just beat
Valley. Yeah, the We Just Beat Valley one was insane. I think that one, and when I said we were going to the finals, like, it was insane. Like, everybody, even the parents around, were like, "Yes, let's go." So I feel like that just, like. Like, I looked forward to that at the end of the game. Like, I literally looked forward to coming out to all my girls and being like, let's go, we just won. Like, it's not the end.
Like, you three captains wanted it, like, so much. But I have to tell you, I felt like really the other girls wanted it. They matched it. They wanted it as well. And you could see it. Every time you girls stepped on the field and you were warming up and you were, it was great.
The Bell Gardens game, it was like... I can remember it. I can remember the smell of the field. Like, I can
the
remember,
smell.
I can remember the sun beating down on us. I can remember. I can see the entire. No, I really can't, because it was just that big of a game. Like, I remember that game more than I remember, like, the games in CIF.
Because that was the one that was going to push us past.
Yeah. Like, I remember that game so much. That one and the Channel Islands game in the quarterfinals. But, like, I just remember the Bell Gardens game so much. It was so important for us to win, especially losing to them like the year before. We wanted that so bad, and I remember I was so nervous and so excited at the same time that I think I was playing off pure adrenaline. Like,
that was your best game, I think, right? That was pretty. Wasn't that the one you made a bunch of saves on that were just ridiculous?
I don't even remember.
That might have been Segerstrom.
I don't even remember.
Oh, did we get another Saturday one? There was one where you went.
The semifinal one where she scored the golden goal. Maddie had two crucial
saves
that if she wouldn't have made those, Lauren couldn't have even. We would have been done.
There was one game there where we just said, oh, yeah.
It was the finals game.
It was semifinals.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Did you get hurt that time? Is that the one you got hurt and pulled out?
I was off and on this whole season.
No, but
I think we were all hurt this whole season.
Yeah. Like,
I think it was. I think she came out.
She was having
semis
some health issues.
And then she went on, I think, for like I think the golden goal minutes. Yeah. Lauren, she knew she had to do.
Oh my gosh,
she that was those insane. Two girls.
And it was still so weird because if you watch the video,
it's so slow motion.
Like it was like the girl came in to try and crash into Lauren. Yeah. Lauren kind of stumbled. Lauren steps over the girl, then moved the ball to the right,
and then shot it.
And then all of a sudden, everyone was like, I think some people forgot it was golden goal because then they were like, oh. And then it was like, and then it went insane. It was insane.
I'm going to be completely honest. In that moment, I was just so, not feeling good and everything. And, of course, I wanted to. No, I collapsed on the ground.
You did.
I don't even remember in that moment. I don't even remember scoring that goal. But all I remember is I shot it, and I saw the goalkeeper. I saw it go in, and then I literally collapsed to the ground in tears. I couldn't stop crying for, 10 minutes. Because it's, I was, excited, but also, I'm exhausted. Get me out of here.
No, every time we won the game, and the ball would be on the other side. Oh my gosh, it felt like forever to run over there. Me and Maddie would literally be sprinting over there.
Because we were trying to save those extra seconds.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah.
But that game was I literally remember Lauren literally stepped over the girl. She kind of stumbled. Because all that game, I think when it started getting close to the end, you could tell in that video that girl was going straight just for you. She wasn't even going for the ball.
Trying to take you out.
And a lot of that's what started happening at the end. They were starting to play more aggressive. But in that video, she literally was coming towards you. She wasn't even looking at the ball. It was literally just at you. And then it was just crazy. You literally beat her over the goalie. That was crazy.
And then then the big save from that shot that came across to Maddie.
And then it was
one-on-one. Then the girl came in one-on-one, and you saved it. We were all oh gosh, a one-on-one. Oh, please don't score. That's what we're thinking. And you were a flipping beast, and you just stopped it. And again, game changer. Lauren wouldn't have had the opportunity to score the goal if you hadn't stopped it.
This is one of my best part, favorite parts of my goal. Watch what happens here. Sorry. Watch what happens after.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it. That's one of the best parts of it right there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes.
Aiden running to her family.
So good.
No, yeah, definitely that's a big thing to me, my family, but just knowing they all came out to see me, that definitely puts a lot more motivation into me to know my family's there. Especially my parents being there, every time almost being there. That just means the world to me all 4 years, but knowing that my whole family was there to support me, I had to show them love as soon as that
I
was
to
so
start crying right now.
Yeah,
my MP stopped. Maybe you cry.
No, I just definitely had to show them the support, that I love them so much, especially coming out. So as soon as that whistle blew, first was my team though, I had to celebrate with my team, but as soon as I knew I could go out there, I had to run straight to my family.
It's almost more fun to do it as a parent. It is more fun to watch your kids as a parent win and succeed and have those moments than having them yourself. I can't even remember ours as a kid.
I can definitely hear my mom's voice after the games. Yeah. She wanted to cry every time. And and she was just so proud of me. I just felt it. I really felt the love from her and everybody come to me. I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but I'm pretty sure you felt it.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. But even Dubsy just includes the parents as well. I know some schools don't, but I feel Dubsy definitely gets the parents and gets involved, so they also feel very close and strongly about it too. It's definitely in sports as well. I feel if you're competitive, your parents have to be competitive,
You know what I really love that we did this year? Was having all the parents, staff, literally everybody pray over us every single game.
Every single game.
And that just felt oh my gosh, Mr. Beller kind of started it. I think he did it every single time.
Well, the first time that we did that was at the Rim of the World game.
I remember that.
The year before.
Yeah.
Where we had to go up in the mountains.
That was crazy.
And all the parents, everyone right there, and he prayed for us and everyone joined hands. And so then it kind of was we need to continue doing this. So every playoff game, the parents, whether we had to go over by the stands or they were on the field
I think that was a superstition when it came to the.
You're right because we wanted to do that.
We have to.
And it had to be Mr. Beller.
Yeah. One time it wasn't, but we literally still won that game.
Yeah.
And I remember having so much peace in those moments. Every single nerve that all the nerves I was feeling before any of the games. I remember every time we prayed, they went away, and I was able to just play. And that's just kind of a testimony of the Lord and how much He was with our team. He was
every moment.
He was carried us through every injury, every mental battle. He carried our team through, and that just showed through all the prayer.
Yeah, even when I said one time He didn't pray for us, I feel God still had us in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of that even though he didn't pray for us, even though we had a prayer, like, he still was there to answer it. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that moment where everybody's going crazy at the Bell Gardens game after, and it hits you that you're in CIF, you're going to go to the finals, right?
That's the Segerstrom.
Okay, let's fast forward to Segerstrom, and it hits you. Tell me about that. Like, that's a four-year journey. Tell me about that four-year journey.
Well, like, at that point, like, we already knew, like, we've already made history. Like, we've never gone to the semifinals. Mm-hmm. But it was just, like, no way. Like, we literally, like, we went even farther. Like, we're continuing to make history.
Yeah, because you see those videos, like, the end of the final games. Or you see, like, on Instagram, the little posts that they make, like, oh, your champions scored this. And it's just, like, wait, we get to be there. Like, someone gets to do that about us. Like, mm-hmm. it was just crazy because, like we said, coming into Whittier Christian, like, everybody will always be like, oh, soccer's just a fun sport to play. Like, it's... like, we lose every time. So it's just, like, crazy to know, like, coming from a team that never won to going to a team in 4 years to go into the championships, like, that is let alone even crazy, like, truly crazy. It's just, it feels good to be part of that.
Yeah.
Can definitely, like, leave something here, too. So.
Tell me about the week before, the weekend between the CML final game and CIF game. How was it going? Were you guys tense? Were there moments where you guys... like, what was that week like? Tell me about that week. And then going up to the game. Like
before the
CIF? Into the final, the CIF final. What was that week like? What were we doing different?
I think it was a lot of recovery, right? I think we were just... I think, you guys were trying to just keep it, like, very, like, chill. Like, yeah, we're going to the finals. It's crazy. But, like, I didn't think, like, Coach wanted to do, like, a certain, like, oh, we have to strategize because, like, this and that. I feel like that would get us more nervous. So I feel like we just kind of, like... normal,
they had played,
like,
so much soccer. They had because of the makeup games and three games during the week, and so then playoffs and the emotions, the physical, like, your body's been playing for so long. So we did some FIFA recovery sessions,
and we did, like,
light practices,
and anything crazy.
And honestly, going into a game like that, it's just a lot of mental preparation. You already know you've had
like,
to
what
do.
More
if
can
you
teach us? Like,
if you made it that far, obviously you.
You know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing. Like, you deserve to make it that far.
We watched some film.
Yeah. Like, it's all mental preparation at that point.
We had
a lot of strategy.
The night before, right? We had a dinner at Leanne's house.
Oh, yeah.
But I just remember that week, I was just trying to be super chill. Like, I was just trying to be super chill. I would keep my body, like, I was drinking a lot of water, rolling out. I was really just trying to keep myself healthy. I wasn't trying to do anything dumb either, like, go somewhere and start messing around and...
And speaking of healthy, I think that was a significant, also another significant reason why we did well this season. We did a lot of work preseason in the weight room to strengthen and try and prevent injuries, and with some little injuries here and there, but we were really fortunate.
Major, like,
nobody, knock on wood for next season, we really were mostly injury free, and I think that kept us in the game.
Especially us going to, like, the trainer when we needed it. We never went, like, super late when, oh my god, this is already something super bad. Like, we went, coach was always on people, like, to tape their ankle, stuff like that, because, like,
matters.
Somebody would roll their ankle and be like coach would be like, look, I already told you, like, now this is on you, like, I keep telling you to roll to tape your ankle.
Take care of yourself.
And
then,
like, just definitely keeping our bodies super healthy this season. I feel like that was a big thing as well.
I think at the same time, too, like, we're all, like, students, too.
Yeah,
like, we're all, like, yes, we have all these games. We're trying to take care of ourselves. But it's, like, at the same time, we're going to classes. We're trying to finish our homework late at night sometimes. And I also think that's, like, what...
a good balance. Like, I feel like all of us balance everything very well.
Mm-hmm. And I
except
think...
except when I'm going to bed at, like, 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's a separate issue. We don't talk about that. No, but I think that's also, like, the kind of environment is so much different from club, because it's, like, you have the teachers and staff and parents and literally everybody. You just want to represent the school so well. And it's, like, also you can relate to each other on the team, because it's, like, we're all going to classes. We're all going through the same thing. So I think, I think that kind of high school environment is just...
there's a pride. There's this... you know, different from club sport, it's a pride in your school, your community. Mm-hmm. You want to do well for your team, but you want to do well for your school.
And for alumni that come out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everybody.
Yeah, and I think we really bonded this year. Like, it doesn't matter the age or, like, the status or skill level. Like, like, we were all, like, really
close. I'm going to have to tell you, for the little soccer camp we did earlier, you know, today, some of the freshmen, they were asking me, like, who's going to be there? And when I told them that these three were going to be there, they're like, oh my gosh, we're so excited to see them. I'm not kidding you. The little freshies from last year were so excited. They're like, we just wish we could have one more year to play with them.
Tethered to what matters and tethered to each other and tethered to Christ. Christ?
Honestly, like,
what's your,
our praying to him?
Yeah, our,
that's a big one.
I think our coach Christy like really makes sure that we're always like praying and put like thanking God for like what he does through our team, and our school is a big help in that too, because especially even like chapel, like I know like a lot of the girls like the Lord like will speak to them there, and then it kind of just like shows in the field, like I don't know how to explain it, like if everyone's like heart is like right
way,
is like right and like in the same like I love like the Lord, he's first, then that just kind of makes you like one like as a team. I don't know how to put it, it's just everyone just loves the Lord, and then you like leading our team, like making sure we're always putting the Lord first,
and reminding you that everything we do when we step on the field is
to him.
Glorify him.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like
I really
definitely
like
a big part, especially like we've never ever really practiced without praying, and I think if we did, it was like one or two times, or just because something had happened like that we couldn't, and even like devotions before games, like I'd always look forward to those, like someone sharing something. So I feel like those all, and like especially my tennis coach passing away, like I feel like that was a big thing too, like having him like right there and just knowing like
Saturday
those things.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
We
had his initials dedicated the season to him, and you know what, look what we did.
Exactly.
So I'm sure he's really proud of us.
Who are the team chaplains that are graduating, and who are they going to be the team chaplains next year?
Chaplain? Definitely next year, right?
Wait, chaplains?
Unofficial chaplains.
Unofficial, like who are the spiritual leaders?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was
so confused. I was like, wait, I feel like Annika will be next year.
Annika, I also see Maddie Stewart too.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And I would say there was, you know, everyone kind of helped out a little bit here and there and did devotionals because we did team devotionals. But I would say Maddie has always been a really, also a big grounded part of that spiritual leadership for our team as well.
I will definitely be a big one next year, though. She's always walking in with her Bible. That's always color-coded when she does her little devotions.
I remember on senior night, she had a devotional. I was like, I'm not going to cry. Like, why am I going to cry? And then I cried.
It made us all cry. We all cried because of her devotion. It was so like,
Do you remember anything about it?
I just remember it was...
She definitely talks about, like, our journey and, like, us going on
and, like,
to,
how,
like, something more and, like...
And, like, how the Lord brought us here and he'll carry us, like, through all the next chapters that we go through. And I was like, try not to cry.
And saying how we're going to grow up and stuff.
Like,
that's
and
what
she, like, specifically, like, spoke to the younger girls, too, at one point and was like, look, like, we have to do it to the for the seniors. Like, that
and,
was
like,
another...
And she
valid.
Reminded them, like, you'll be here one day, too. Like, this will come. And she said it'll come quicker than you think it will. And truly, like... I feel like that. Really
it went by so fast.
You know, we all love to win. I'm very competitive, so are these girls. But at the end of the day, soccer is not what it's all about. We love it, we play it, and again, we want to win. But it's so much bigger than that. And that's what I've tried to create in our program, is letting these girls know that when you're part of our program, on or off the field, you are loved, you are respected, you are appreciated, you are part of something bigger than yourself.
I just remember, like, bawling my eyes out. Like, I don't think I've ever cried that hard, and I physically felt like my heart was breaking. I just remember, like, my teammates holding me, Coach Marissa holding me, Coach Christy holding me, and my mom holding me, and I was just like crying, and I couldn't stop crying, and like I physically felt like my heart had broken in half. Like that's what I imagine like a heartbreak to feel like. And I remember talking to you, Lauren, and I remember we were just like, we kind of like tried to say sentences, but
we
like,
couldn't.
We were like,
This happen?
Like, and we didn't even, like, there was so much going through, like, our heads. Yeah. And it's like, you had wanted to say so many things, but
like,
your mouth couldn't even,
say,
like, say it.
And I couldn't even cry. Like, I normally, because, you know, I'm emotional and I'm,
cry.
Like,
I
get sappy sometimes,
but
I looked at all three of you girls and the rest of the girls, and I was like, my heart was aching for you girls. Like, I could see the sadness
like,
and the pain.
Sad.
You guys wanted it so bad.
And there's always that feeling, like, I don't know about you guys, but it's always like, what if I did this differently?
Yeah,
what if
I
did
I was
more?
To, like,
yeah.
I was
and you guys
to,
were the better team.
No, definitely. Losing in PKs.
You lost in penalty kicks.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, Lauren
having
so many
team.
Shots on goal. me like missed me hitting crossbar on that one free kick. Mm-hmm. It's just like Maddie having her amazing saves. Like they keep yeah, maybe they had a few breakaways, but I feel like Maddie really like touched the ball a handful of times, but
I just it was tough because I feel like every single person gave everything. It's just the ball just didn't bounce our way. It just couldn't get it
in the goal.
We gave everything. Like I don't
effort
feel
was not
like,
the problem.
No, I don't feel like there was anything more anyone could have given.
Yeah, it's just the way it happened.
Things happen for a reason,
yeah,
right?
Half of me was like, I'm sad that this happened, but also another half of me like gave myself like, we've never been there. We've never been here. This has never happened, and so it's just a good feeling.
Speaking of like what you just said, like things happen for a reason. Like it's so difficult to understand, but I'll always remember what Dr. Marriott said. Like coming back in class, like he asked us, or he obviously already knew, but he said, "Well, maybe this is something that will prepare you down the line because mm-hmm. knowing how to like pull yourself back up from this after such a tough loss." Like, that's going to help you sometime down the line.
Speaking of Dr. Marriott, he was so supportive after that loss. I walked into class the next, like, week. I was, like, depressed. Like, in my sweatpants, in my hoodie. Like, I was sad. Like, I remember seeing all of you at school. Like, you were all really sad, too.
Yeah,
because
I knew everyone just didn't ask us about it.
And I remember walking in, and then he pulled me aside after class just to make sure I was okay. And I was like, this is so, like, nice that we have teachers here that are so supportive and mm-hmm. just that see, like, how much we're even hurting just to ask if we're okay.
Mm-hmm. They care.
It's just all crazy and amazing and wonderful and awesome. And we did it in spite of losing players. We had, you know, there was, like, what, 4 or 5 girls that didn't play.
For various reasons.
Play this last season with us and we still went all the way to CIF and state finals.
That's
amazing. So proud, so super proud.
You guys aren't going to believe me, but when you're old, you will. Most of the enjoyment is, you got most of it. You didn't get the ring, but that journey is it.
Yeah.
And the rings and everything in the patch and all that, it's kind of like, eh. It's neat to be able to look back and see you won, but
but
coolest thing is like the journey. All
will
the
you ever forget it?
Yeah.
Will
no,
you ever forget
right
your high school soccer career? Every year you'll have these memories, but
I can't wait to go to college and brag to all my new friends. Be like, hey.
Yeah, I will never forget it as an adult.
Yeah. Okay, Marla's gonna get mad at me. I didn't get you an hour. I got you like 2 minutes. So, anything else anybody wants to share before we? You guys did really good.
You know, it was good.
Yeah, we were the core to this team. I mean, not to like toot our own horns, but like,
we're gonna cut that out.
No,
the core, you're the core. Yeah, because
we were here the longest. You know, like we set the foundation for everyone.
Yeah.
You three played on this team all 4 years, from the beginning of the taking over and revamping, building. Making this a new program.
Like, we literally just
they
had
were there
team.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
And now, like, this year we had a Frosch-off team.
We had a varsity team with only, like, 5 club players.
Yeah.
And then this year was, like,
seriously,
mostly
look,
club
look
players.
Look at what we did, and we did
Thank
it together.
You.
Thanks for listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.
At Biola University, we prepare brilliant minds for bright futures. Experience a top-ranked education that prepares you for a thriving career. Join a Christian community where you belong and can grow in your faith. And be surrounded by Southern California, the ideal place to explore your calling and step into a successful future. Biola University. Choose from more than 300 academic programs offered on campus and online. Find yours today at biola.edu.